This is the man attempting to take a chainsaw to Argentina's status quo. Javier Milei likes to offer up drastic solutions to the country's problems, like demolishing the central bank. With Argentina teetering on the edge of economic collapse, it's a message that resonates with millions. And he's doing it with an army of influencers, spreading his word on TikTok. Iñaki is in charge of his strategy on the app, a law student with a fan club himself.
I think that society is changing. It's changing the way that people inform themselves. And you don't have to have any more that big structures, you know, for making politics, to go to the villages, to go to the towns. You can, with a phone, reach all the country in 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, one day.
Javier Milei paints himself as the outsider, a man who wants to slash spending, but also loosen gun laws and restrict abortion. He's not afraid of controversy, going so far as to question the atrocities during Argentina's bloody dictatorship. Up against him are these political big hitters, Peronist Economy Minister Sergio Massa and Conservative former Security Minister Patricia Burrich.
It's interesting because when you walk the streets of Buenos Aires, there are posters of all the other candidates, but Milei is totally absent. Because his campaign has gone on here, speaking to his millions of followers, and that fits with his narrative of being genuine, of being one of them.
But his critics think his narrative is dangerous. Young voters are hugely important in these elections, so they too are going online to debunk fake news.
For us, it's really important to bring Argentina's political history to the fore, the social history, economic history, to realize that what he's proposing isn't anything new. In fact, it has already happened, and it didn't work.
But if the polls are right, voters don't care. This is the man of the moment in Argentina, in a country where inflation makes every day that much harder. A new kind of politics, no matter how uncertain, is appealing.